Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Germany. The 2024 Minghui Winter Camp was held in Hornbad, Meinberg, Germany, from December 24th through January 4th. Among the 69 attendees, there were 35 children from Germany, France, and the Slovak Republic. The young students studied the Falun Dafa teachings, did the exercises, acquired new talents, and shared how they improved through following Falun Dafa principles. The camp attendees also took a group photo to wish teacher Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. On New Year's Eve, the adults arranged a fireworks display. Everyone decorated the lobby and prepared snacks and beverages to celebrate. The next day, camp attendees demonstrated the exercises as well as handed out flyers and their handmade paper lotus flowers to tourists near a hiking destination, the Externstein Rocks, on New Year's Day. Campers of different ages visited neighbors during their camp stay and invited them to watch their recital. It was the highlight of Minghui Winter Camp because the children got to showcase what they learned during the preceding 6 days. Through exercise demonstrations, martial arts, a Han Dynasty fashion show, small orchestra performance, musical instrument solo and chorus, the children introduced Falun Dafa and traditional Chinese culture to recital guests.
Canada. Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Zhang Pixing was awarded the King Charles III Coronation Medal by the federal government of Canada on January 17th. He received the award for his significant contributions to the fields of technology and community service. The medal was presented by the Honorable Anna Roberts. She said, "It is a commendation for Falun Gong practitioners' efforts in resisting the persecution for more than 20 years." Mr. Zhang mentioned that more elected officials and the world in general have finally recognized and reached a consensus on the true nature of the Chinese Communist Party, largely because of practitioners' long-term exposure to human rights abuses. He said, "This medal is a positive recognition and appreciation of the active efforts of Falun Gong practitioners over the past 20 years." He added that receiving this award indicates the respect and support that Canadians have always shown to the Falun Gong community. "Canadians recognize that Falun Gong practitioners' truth clarification activities make valuable contributions not only to practitioners, but to all of Canadian society."
Romania. Falun Dafa practitioners hold truth clarification activities weekly in Brasov's Old City Center so that local residents and tourists can learn about the practice. They continue to receive support and encouragement from many people who signed petitions to stop the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. On December 25th, Mr. Rosulit Daniel and his friends signed the petition calling for an end of the persecution. Mr. Daniel previously saw information on the internet about Falun Dafa and how the CCP persecutes the practice. He commented, "I know when something is really good for people in society. Correspondingly, there will be suppression. The CCP destroys everything good." High school students Mara and Vlad signed the petition against the atrocities in China on January 11th. They said the values taught by Falun Dafa bring people spiritual nourishment and society can gain from them.
Taiwan. The documentary film State Organs was screened at the Yunlin County Labor Recreation Center on January 11th. A discussion after the show followed. It was hosted by Dr. Yu Huiyun, a professor at Yunlin University of Science and Technology. Master of Law from the University of Notre Dame and former prosecutor of the Military District Prosecutor's Office, Mr. Li Chengxiong, as well as Dr. Cheng Chengbing, a professor at Yunlin University of Science and Technology, answered questions from the audience. Mr. Lee reported that there have been threats of bombings and other violence since the film was first shown in Taiwan. These threats were made in an attempt to stop the organizers from showing the film, but the hosts were undeterred, and the documentary was screened as planned. He said that when Chinese military doctor Zheng Shi came to Taiwan, he revealed that the military hospital requested a plan from him to take organs from Taiwanese people, transplant them into wounded Chinese soldiers during wartime, occupy the island, and eliminate its residents. He noted that the CCP treated people as human mines. Mr. Lee said that after people watched State Organs, they stood up to support the film and even booked venues for more screenings.
Singapore. Practitioners in Singapore gathered at Yuhua Garden on January 5th to extend Chinese New Year good wishes to the founder of Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi. After the event, several of them explained how they benefited from Falun Dafa. They also expressed their profound gratitude to Master Li Hongzhi. A practitioner named Jenny said, "My mother began practicing Falun Dafa over 10 years ago, and I witnessed her physical and mental changes. She became healthy and gentle. She often told me how wonderful and good Falun Dafa was. I was curious about what caused such a positive change in her. So I picked up the main text of Falun Dafa, Zhuan Falun. After I read it, I understood why so many people in China are willing to risk being arrested, beaten, or imprisoned to practice."
Romania. Children learned patience and kindness during the first Minghui winter camp in Petara Craiului National Park in the southern Carpathian Mountains from January 2nd to January 6th. The camp took place at a chalet in the park and was attended by four families with children between the ages of 2 and 15. There were 14 campers in total. This is the first time Romanian Falun Dafa practitioners have held a camp for children. Each day, the children read from the main text, Zhuan Falun, did the Falun Dafa exercises, and held age-appropriate enrichment activities. Their parents volunteered as teachers and chaperones and helped to prepare the activities for the children and address their needs throughout their time together. The success of the program encouraged the parents to plan another outing for the summer break. The campers said they enjoyed their first Minghui camp and were excited about going to more camps like it in the future. The children's parents said that when they return home, they'll be more consistent about studying the Fa and encourage their children to do the exercises with them. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Ms. Li Fengying, age 52, from Wulian Province, was arrested in 2022 for talking to people about Falun Gong, which she took up to help her recover from breast cancer and other diseases. Just days into her 8-year prison sentence, Ms. Li had to be rushed to a hospital where she was diagnosed with lymphoma and uterine cancer. She requested that she be released on medical parole, but was denied. Ms. Li and her family declined chemotherapy, but the prison hospital forced her to undergo the treatment anyway. She then became weaker by the day. When her family visited her, it took over an hour for her to walk the short distance to the meeting room. As Ms. Li's condition continued to decline, the prison eventually released her on medical parole in August. 9 police escorted her home, but she later died around 4 a.m. on December 31st, 2024.
While still mourning the deaths of their parents due to the persecution of Falun Gong, two sisters in Hebei Province were heartbroken to lose their brother, 50-year-old Mr. Liu Jiahui. The family's ordeal began when the Chinese Communist Party ordered the persecution of Falun Gong. For upholding their shared faith, Mr. Li Yushu, his wife, Ms. Ni Wenchou, their two daughters, and son were subjected to nonstop arrest, detention, and harassment. Ms. Ni passed away following a harassment episode in November 2023. Succumbing to years of detention and forced drug administration, Mr. Li died 6 months later on May 25, 2024. Their son was so devastated that he passed away 6 months later on January 6, 2025.
One Qinzhou City resident was sentenced to 5 years and fined 10,000 yuan on January 13, 2025. This is the fourth time that Mr. Liao Zhijun has been sentenced for practicing Falun Gong. Prior to this latest ordeal, he was arrested at least 7 other times, resulting in forced labor sentences and 3 prison terms, totaling 11 and a half years. Mr. Liao's father, Liao Songlin, was also brutally persecuted. The older man was jailed 3 times for a total of 10 years. He struggled with poor health after completing his 3rd prison term and died in 2022 at the age of 81. Unaware of his passing, local community workers visited his home to harass him and attempted to verify his death by checking his grave.
A married couple were recently sentenced to 10 years each for their faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Yang Junshan and his wife, Ms. Ding Shangxin, were arrested days apart. Mr. Yang used to work for the local city sports committee, but was later forced to resign due to the persecution. Ms. Ding was in her 30s when she lost her job at a factory at the beginning of the persecution. She was forced to live away from home to hide from the police. While serving time in a labor camp, she lost most of her teeth from the torture. The police also refused to issue her an ID, which caused her tremendous difficulties living a normal life. Mr. Yang and Ms. Ding are the second couple who were sentenced to 10 years each in recent weeks for practicing Falun Gong. In late December 2024, another married couple in Guangdong Province, Mr. Li Juizhong and Ms. Liao Yangchun, were also sentenced to 10 years.
At least 17 men from ages 44 to 78 from various parts of Gansu Province are still being held at the Lanzhou Prison for their faith in Falun Gong. The Lanzhou prison is designated to jail male Falun Gong practitioners in the province. It has 15 divisions, with practitioners detained in the first 11 of those. The prison has 2 main sections, a living quarters and a workshop. The living quarters comprises 5 buildings with about 3,000 inmates in total. Each floor of the building houses about 150 people who share one restroom. There is a long line every morning to use the restroom. After a long day of work, the inmates must return to their floor. They are only allowed out of their cell to walk in the hallway, and no other exercise or freedom is allowed.
Sources reveal CCP ramping up attacks on Falun Gong through social media platforms outside of China. Accounts attacking Falun Gong have emerged on various overseas social media platforms recently. Except for a very small number of people who once learned Falun Gong and later stopped practicing, the vast majority of the accounts appear to originate directly with the CCP. Unverified sources in China revealed to the Mingwei website that the Ministry of Public Security of the Chinese Communist Party has arranged for each province in China to establish thousands of accounts on overseas social media platforms, which will be operated by professionals and specifically used to attack Falun Gong. The Ministry of Public Security also requires that the overseas social media account groups established by each province must reach a set number of views.
The documentary film Letter from Ma Senjia moves audiences in Germany. The Society for Threatened Peoples, a human rights organization in Göttingen, Germany, joined with the Kinemathek Theater in Karlsruhe, Germany, to present a screening of the award-winning documentary film Letter from Ma Senjia on January 15th. The film exposes the CCP's 25-year-long persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. The theater released information about the documentary through its official website and social media. The Human Rights Organization representative, Mr. Burkhard Gauli, along with the theater manager, Mr. Mark Tuscher, were in attendance. They invited local Falun Gong practitioner Ding Li Bin to participate in the event as a guest of honor. Li Bin told audiences about the cruel persecution his parents suffered in China for practicing Falun Gong and condemned the CCP's ongoing systematic persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. After watching the award-winning documentary, a lawyer and tax consultant named Anselm Schmidt said, "I must say that this movie left a very deep impression on me, not only because it was the first time I'd heard about Falun Gong, but also because this movie made me clearly see the extreme cruelty that the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese Communist Party, including wanton suppression, torture, and killing. I admire the extraordinary courage shown by the protagonist in the documentary." He added, "I don't know much about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong, but I will learn more. It is important that people here take action, such as contacting members of parliament to tell them about it and writing protest letters to the Chinese embassy." During preparations to show the film, the program organizers learned that, over the past 6 months, the CCP has intensified its transnational suppression and espionage activities targeting overseas Falun Gong practitioners and has incited Western media to launch a propaganda war to intensify the persecution of Falun Gong. In order to ensure the safety of the audience at the screening, Mr. Tuscher contacted the Criminal Investigation Bureau of Baden-Württemberg, Germany, and obtained their support. Mr. Gauli emphasized in an interview, "We are very clear that for many years the Chinese Communist government has attempted to exert its influence in Germany and Europe and carry out transnational suppression activities here." He told the audience, "Almost a year ago, the European Parliament passed an emergency resolution condemning the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong and requesting the EU and its member states impose sanctions on individuals and entities involved in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. The adoption of the resolution is a key step and is also encouraging," Mr. Gauli continued. "The CCP is systematically violating the human rights of the Chinese people in an extremely intolerable way. The EU and EU member states should take the CCP, such an authoritarian regime, very seriously and should continue to urge the CCP regime to immediately release all those who are being persecuted."
Elected officials and a grateful public praise Shenyang on two continents. Seven Shenyang Performing Arts dance companies continued their tours across two continents during the third week of January. They provided performances in the U.S., the United Kingdom, France, Italy, Poland, and the Netherlands. In Poland, the demand for Shenyang tickets was so high that the organizer in the city of Lublin had to add another performance. Tickets to the performances at the Grand Theater in the Polish city of Lodz were sold out in advance, and many audience members traveled great distances to take in the show. The audiences responded enthusiastically worldwide, and elected officials issued proclamations to show their appreciation. In the United States, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General and former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn attended a Shenyang performance given by the Shenyang New World Company on January 16th in St. Petersburg, Florida. He said Shenyang was really a testimony to the true nature of what China could be if they were given an opportunity to be free, an opportunity to have a true Chinese culture that goes back thousands and thousands of years. Flynn thought Shenyang is very important for the United States. He said there were 10 or 12 different stories. Each one of them was totally different, but they all blended together in this beautiful culture that I think that the American people need to see more of. He added that the recent attacks on Shenyang made no sense. He said, "The New York Times is one of the major news outlets in this country, in the United States. Why is a major United States newspaper working with the Chinese Communist Party to attack this beautiful piece of art? One of the things that comes out of Shenyang is a powerful sentiment of faith and I know that the Chinese Communist Party wants nothing to do with faith. He commended the company's high artistic level. In Los Angeles, California, the artist of the North America Company took two curtain calls at their second performance on January 18th at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. The company performed to a full house. Official proclamations from California State Senator Eloise Reyes and State Representative Blanca Rubio thanked Shenyun for enriching communities with positive messages. In the Netherlands, Shenyun New Era Company performed at the World Forum Theater in The Hague, Netherlands on January 17th. All three shows were sold out in advance. Dutch Mayor Jan Rijpstra saw Shenyun on January 17th and shared that he was amazed by the performance. He said freedom of belief is very important and enthusiastically wished Shenyun continued success. Shenyun World Company presented six performances in Manchester, United Kingdom, from January 16th to January 19th, all to packed houses. Emma Coughlin and Michelle Coughlin saw the show there on January 16th. Emma is the principal at a dance school in the English city of Liverpool. She said, "The dance is amazing, a whole new level of art." Michelle teaches dance at the same school and shared that she was impressed by the way the dancers seemed to glide across the stage like they were floating. Shenyun New York Company presented eight performances in Milan, Italy from January 14th to January 20th, all to packed houses. Michaela Victoria Brambilla, a member of the Chamber of Deputies of Italy, saw a Shenyun performance with her family and said that Shenyun's mission of reviving traditional culture is courageous and important. She thanked the artists for their efforts and the universal values they represent, something that she said brings us together. Trombonist Emmanuel Brada and his wife, Paola Pate, saw Shenyun in Milan on January 16th. Mr. Breda said, "This is an incredible effort. My sense is that there is a master who wants us to understand all of humanity is one family. The origin of human beings was originally very clear, but everything in today's society is very confusing." He shared that he thought in the hearts and souls of Shenyun artists, this truth is very clear. He also believes that it is the mission of the Shenyun performers to remind people of this. Mr. Brada said, "I believe that 90% of the audience are amazed by the colors and dance of the performance. But on a deeper level, their souls are also awakened. This is a spiritual celebration."
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.